time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 78. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 55. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Edwards County Treasurer Debbie Smith reports that the 2019 mobile home taxes will be mailed this week for Edwards County. The due date for payment is July 31st, and a $25 late fee will be assessed August 1st. An additional $25 fee will be added every 30 days the tax is delinquent. The 2019 extension for mobile home taxes is $25,863.37. Payments may be made in person at the Treasurer's Office between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. or by mail at 50 East Main, Suite 11. There is also a drop box on the northeast corner of the Edwards County Courthouse. Anyone with questions is asked to call the Edwards County Treasurer's Office at 445-3581. More news next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Grayville Clinic is now open. The Grayville Clinic will be offering the same level of excellence that other Horizon Healthcare clinics strive to provide. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, minor foot care procedures, minor laceration suturing, routine women's health exams, DOT testing, outpatient lab work, and more. The clinic is located at 319 West Commerce Street in Grayville. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call 842-4617 to schedule an appointment. Walk-ins welcome. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
There is nothing better than helping a family find the home of their dreams. It is more than just a mortgage. It's about helping people. Hi, this is Sarah Moll, mortgage originator for People's National Bank. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference. Since 1909, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In other news, Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who entered an outbuilding on the property of Jamie Neff. Several tools and power tools were reportedly taken from the building. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. 27-year-old Sisney resident Melody M. Hagen was arrested by Wayne County deputies yesterday afternoon on a charge of criminal damage to property $300 or less. According to police reports, at approximately 5:30, deputies responded to a residence just northeast of Enterprise on a complaint of damage to a vehicle. Deputies reported it appeared that a large sandstone had been used to draw and write on the complainant's vehicle, and the damage was estimated at approximately $300. Soon after deputies arrived, Hagen pulled up to the residence and said she had drawn on the vehicle because the complainant was cheating on her. She was then arrested, transported to the Wayne County Jail, and held, pending the posting of $170 bond. 42-year-old Fairfield resident Brian S. Medler was arrested Saturday afternoon by Fairfield police on a charge of violation of an order of protection. He was located on property in the 1000 block of Epworth at approximately 2:47. Medler was lodged in the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 34-year-old Fairfield resident Corey A. Baker was arrested by Wayne County Sheriff's Office personnel Friday afternoon on a Wayne County warrant for petition to revoke probation on a charge of unlawful possession of methamphetamine. Baker was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $2,520 bond. Jefferson County Sheriff's officials say a 24-year-old Mount Vernon man died in an SUV pedestrian crash in rural Belle Rive over the weekend. The victim was identified as David Darrell Leon J. He was pronounced deceased on the scene. The Sheriff's Department reported he was trapped under the SUV and had to be extricated. The driver and two passengers of the SUV were uninjured. Their names were not immediately released. The Sheriff's Department received a 911 call at 1:53 Saturday morning reporting the crash. the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Jefferson Fire Protection District, Litton's Ambulance, and Jefferson County Coroner all responded to the location southwest of Belle Rive. The incident is still under investigation by the Jefferson County Sheriff's and Coroner's offices. As the area endures one of the wettest starts to the year on record, with well over 20 inches of rainfall already recorded at the WFIW-WOKZ studios, area farmers are ready to get into the fields for work. However, Doug Anderson, manager of the Wayne County Farm Bureau, says farmers in this part of the state are in a better situation than their northern counterparts because of a longer growing season.
You hear farmers down in this part of the state that have planted corn well into mid to late June, even. We have a very long growing season potential here in this part of the state, and you can get a corn crop in fairly late and still get a halfway decent yield at the end of the year if conditions are right. If you go further north in a northern part of the state, their planting window is a lot tighter than we have down here because of the shorter growing season. And most farmers in the northern part of the state will tell you that, once they get past this first week of May, the potential for yield drops significantly as each week passes by. So they're a little bit under the gun, a little bit harder in northern Illinois than we are down here. I know farmers here in Wayne County are anxious to get in the field, but we still do have some time to get the crop in and have a fairly productive yield.
Anderson said, as farmers hopefully begin a busy season, the Farm Bureau turns its attention from local programming to its legislative efforts. As the Illinois House prepares to vote on a progressive income tax, he said the Farm Bureau has a call out to its members.
We're asking our members to contact Representative Darren Bailey and encourage him to vote no on this legislation. I believe he's already indicated that he will do so. However, the phone calls are still helpful for him in the floor debate to be able to say, this many people called my office and encouraged me to vote no.
The Farm Bureau's biggest issue with the plan is that tax rates could be changed with a simple majority vote by Illinois legislators. On the federal side, Anderson said the Farm Bureau is calling on Congress to finalize various trade agreements to reduce tariffs, which would help boost prices for grain and livestock farmers. Fairfield will be gaining a biblically-based veterans ministry in the coming weeks. According to Gene Kolak, who volunteered to help spread the information, Point Man Ministries is a service for veterans suffering from PTSD and related issues. He said it is a nationwide organization, but this will be the first one chartered in Illinois. Kolak said the ministry will hold a kickoff event at the New Beginnings Church in Fairfield next Saturday, May 18th, from 3 to 7 p.m. That kickoff will include a meal and several guest speakers who will explain what the gatherings will be about. The first scheduled meeting is May 23rd at 6 p.m. at the church. The current plan is to hold weekly meetings, though that could change depending upon the group's needs. This is the first such ministry in the area, and Kolak said he hopes to see it spread to other towns and communities. As a member of the Patriot Guard, Kolak said he has been a part of 400 to 500 funerals. He said the percentage of veterans that take their own lives is higher than people might think, so saving one would make the whole ministry worthwhile. Veteran Matt Parker will be the leader of the meetings, with oversight from Pastor Corey Musgrave and Associate Pastor Rob Coker. The meetings will reportedly be closed, with only veterans able to attend. Anyone interested in more information should call Parker at 599-3797 or the New Beginnings Church office at 842-3683. The City of Fairfield and the Street and Bridge Department are asking city residents to bag all grass clippings and small sticks for yard waste pickup. The bags must be set on the ground and curbside. Yard waste placed in trash cans will not be picked up. Yard waste pickup is done on alternate weeks, and the next pickup will be next week, the week of May 13th. The city appreciates patience with this service, as other jobs and weather can affect the pickup schedule. Anyone with questions or concerns should call 842-3261. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will be holding a reduced-cost lab testing event later this month at its Fairfield, Cisney, and Grayville clinics, as well as at Trinity Health and Wellness in Louisville. The testings will run Monday, May 20th through Friday, May 24th from 8:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. They will also be held on Saturday, May 25th from 7 to 9 a.m. No appointment is needed. FMH will offer several tests during the week, including glucose for $10, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, and prostate-specific antigens for $20, and thyroid function panel, general health profile, and vitamin D tests for $35. Interested individuals should go directly to FMH Horizon Healthcare in Fairfield, the Cisney Horizon Healthcare Clinic, the Grayville Horizon Healthcare Clinic, or Trinity Health and Wellness. Patients should not have food or drink after midnight the night before their tests, and payment in the form of cash or check is due at the time of service. Results of the test will be mailed directly to the patient's home. Anyone looking for more information should call the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Laboratory at 847-8262. The Federal Communications Commission is proposing a significant investment in rural broadband access. The FCC is allocating just over $20 billion over the next 10 years, with the target of connecting up to 4 million rural homes and businesses.
Chairman Pai's top priority in his tenure as chairman has consistently been closing the digital divide and bringing broadband and all the opportunity that comes with it to rural America. You know, we view broadband as, you know, providing not just the sort of media social connections, but also real civic, educational, economic opportunity, whether it's telemedicine, it's precision agriculture, or it's just streaming Netflix, which some folks can't even do yet. We want to ensure that no matter where you live in America, you are enjoying the same modern economic opportunity that everyone else is. You know, just those sort of social connections, seeing the same films, the same TV shows everyone else is seeing. I think it's definitely relevant to everyone, absolutely.
The new allotment is similar to 2015, when $9 billion was allocated for rural broadband under the Obama administration. Governor J.B. Pritzker said Saturday he has reached an agreement with key lawmakers on a plan to legalize recreational marijuana in the state starting next year. The legislation would allow adults 21 and older to legally buy cannabis for recreational use from licensed dispensaries. Illinois residents could possess up to about an ounce of marijuana, while non-residents could possess half an ounce. The measure would automatically expunge some marijuana convictions. If passed, Illinois would join 10 other states in legalizing recreational marijuana. While the Illinois law would take effect January 1st, the first licenses for Illinois growers, processors, and dispensaries wouldn't be issued until May and July 2020. The governor said the proposal, quote, starts righting some historic wrongs against minority communities that have suffered from discriminatory drug policies and enforcement. Critics of legalization, including law enforcement and the Illinois NAACP, have said it would lead to more addiction and mental health issues, and it would harm rather than help black communities. Medical cannabis is already legal in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker is proclaiming May as Motorcycle Awareness Month in Illinois. Kim Howard has more.
Motorcycle enthusiasts should wear protective gear, not drink and drive, and get regular maintenance checks on their bikes. Additionally, ABATE's Dennis Byron says drivers need to pay attention and watch out for motorcyclists. He notes that distracted driving, such as texting, is a huge problem.
What is the cost of a life? Is it an LOL? A smiley face? Yeah, I'll stop and get milk? Or just the simple letter K?
IDOT offers free motorcycle safety courses for riders who want to brush up on their skills. Visit startseeingmotorcycles.org for more information. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's about quality care. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmine McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmine walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Tom at Greenwood Pest Control is busy making sure all of his customers are taken care of for year-round pest control. Greenwood Pest Control in Flora would like to remind everyone that they're locally owned and operated. Call today at 618-662-3091 and get on the year-round protection plan from Greenwood Pest Control and Flora. They are located at 8177 Hickory Hill Lane. Currently in Fairfield, it is 74. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,278, down 226. The NASDAQ is at 8,074, that is down 90. And then June crude oil is at $61.87, and that is down 7 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 94-year-old Fairfield resident Harlan L. Opel died at 11:35 a.m. on Friday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He had worked at Nugent's Dairy for 20 years. Harlan Opel is survived by daughters Brenda King and Kathy Cates, both of Fairfield. Sons Brent Opel, Rick Opel, and Denny Opel, all of Fairfield. 13 grandchildren and 24 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Harlan Opel will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 87-year-old Carmi resident Helen Jean Reeves died at 8:25 p.m. on Saturday at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She was a member of the Fairfield First Christian Church. Helen Reeves is survived by 2 nephews and 1 niece. A graveside service for Helen Reeves will be conducted at a time to be announced. Burial will be in Besto Cemetery in Jeff. Memorials may be given to either the Fairfield First Christian Church or Wabash Christian Village, and they will be accepted at the cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 86-year-old Wayne City resident Ashley V. Miller died at 3:30 p.m. on Friday at the Skilled Care Unit at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He was a lifelong farmer in the Wayne City area and also served in the U.S. Army. Ashley Miller is survived by a son, Donnie Miller, of Wayne City, daughter Donna Borland of Irvington, 2 granddaughters, and 1 great-grandson. Services for Ashley Miller will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Arrington Prairie General Baptist Church near Wayne City. Interment will follow at Bailey Cemetery. A visitation will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. on Friday at the church. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Bailey Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 75-year-old Carmi resident Ronald Gene Elliott died on Tuesday at Carmi Manor. He had worked in the oil field. Ronald Elliott is survived by a son, Doug Newman, a daughter, Renee Schneider, 2 grandchildren, a brother, Jim Elliott, and a sister, Debbie. No services for Ronald Elliott will be held. The Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi was in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Mostly sunny skies and a high today of 78. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 55 and a 30% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 75. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Scattered showers on Wednesday, a high of 82 and low of 65. Thunderstorms are possible on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 70 and low of 48. Partly cloudy skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 62 with a low of 45.